climate change is causing dangerous sea level rise in many low-lying countries, and it's also expected to have a huge impact on some communities' ability to produce food. Take beans, for example. Red beans, black beans, kidney beans, butter beans, there are so many varieties. They're cheap, nutritious, and a diet staple for millions of people, especially in developing countries. But they don't cope well in excessive heat, and according to some estimates, global warming could halve bean production by 2050. Steve Beebe is a senior researcher with the International Centre for Tropical Agriculture, based in Colombia, and he's currently developing a heat-resistant bean that can withstand drought and rises in temperature. Now, his Climate Smart bean is still being tested in South America. It's not quite ready to go, but I asked him how it could help farmers cope with climate change in the future.
We're using interspecific crosses and under conventional breeding techniques to introduce genes from a sister species of the common bean. The sister species is called tepary bean. It's native to southwest United States and northwest Mexico, and it's already adapted to very high temperatures. Our first success has been with beans of a small red grain type, which is native and very popular to Central America, but it's also very popular in East Africa, where beans are an important staple in the daily diet. And based on our estimations, heat-tolerant beans could actually permit farmers to expand bean production in East Africa into some more lowland areas on the eastern coast, which would be a very significant contribution, since there's already a deficit of beans in the market in East Africa. Most of these farmers both consume their beans that they produce and market beans. And so if we could even out these losses due to drought, that would be a very good contribution both to household food security and to the household income.
A key element here is getting the beans to the farmers who will be able to grow them in the end. How difficult is that process, and what sort of challenges are you facing there?
This is a challenge in every case and practically in every crop, and especially with crops that are grown by small farmers. But it's also been our bread and butter for many, many years. So, for example, in East Africa, we have an extensive network of collaborators in national programs in 26 countries in Africa. We've also done a lot of experimentation with marketing seed in small packets of maybe 100 grams or 200 grams. Many farmers in Africa are women, and so they don't have capital to invest, but if we offer them a small quantity of seed with which they can experiment, they can buy us one of these small seed packets for as little as the cost of a cup of tea. And then they take it home, they plant it perhaps in the garden in the back of the house. If they like the variety, then they can save their own seed, bulk it up for subsequent planting and production. It's another strategy to make sure that farmers have access to new technology and new varieties.
And what kind of feedback have you had from those farmers who have used the beans?
Well, again, these novel seed strategies to reach small farmers has been a real revelation. One farmer reported that before she was only able to plant two seasons of beans a year, but with drought-tolerant early maturing beans, which is another strategy for dealing with climate change, she can get three seasons because she can get another cropping season in within the rainy season. So actually they've been very popular, very well received. And in fact, we're seeing even some cross-border distribution of seed, probably informal from one farmer to another, visiting family members in another country. But we're seeing evidence that some of these new varieties, once they get into farmers, are also finding acceptance where we least expected it, even in other countries.
Do you have any examples of how the Climate Smart beans might have changed people's lifestyles? For example, the way people cook?
Well, there is one particular case, I think, which maybe we need to pay more attention to. But one of these varieties in Kenya is a yellow bean, which in itself is not very common in East Africa. But besides being very early with a certain amount of drought tolerance, It's also very quick to cook. And you think about it, these housewives, if they're still cooking with firewood, they have to go out and forage for firewood. Perhaps as deforestation advances, they have to go further and further afield to find the firewood. So a fast cooking bean has multiple advantages for women farmers. And they spend less time in the kitchen, perhaps more time available to dedicate to child rearing. So this bean, this yellow bean, has become very popular in a short time. And its special added value seems to be short cooking time. And I think this is something that we need to pay more attention to in other bean types and the other bean varieties. It's a trait which is extremely important for farmers and where we can make, I think, some extra progress.